Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John A. Horn. We'd ask you to join us now for a little while around the Holy Word of God. And I'm going to ask you a question now, and I think it's one that ought to be of interest to you. Do we get saved by words or by works? Now, we have been speaking in some of the bygone broadcasts about God's threefold gift to the world, namely, first His Son, then the Holy Spirit of God, and finally His precious Holy Word. Now we're going to seek an answer to the question we raised just a moment ago, as the Lord enables us and we find the time. However, look at Acts chapter 13, if you will, and verse 26, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Now, how we thank God that He sent to us His precious and holy word. Now, I think we have been stressing and re-stressing that God's threefold gift or gifts is to the world. First, His Son was given to the world, and then the Holy Spirit of God is sent into the world, and He has a work that He is still carrying on, convicting, reaching and saving men and women who trust the Lord Jesus. And then you can be sure that the Word of God which He has sent, for after all, you know, it's a living Word, a Word that is true, and a Word that is eternal. And I thank God, you know, for that expression, whosoever, He says, first of all, in Paul in writing and speaking to these Jews in this masterful address, as men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever. Aren't you glad for that word? I'm glad that I belong to the whosoever. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. My, again and again, we come across that wonderful word, that all-embracing term, whosoever. Now, as to the Word of God, of course it's necessary to say that all the Scriptures do not apply to you. In other words, there's a great deal of this book, Old Testament and New, that is written primarily to the Jews, God's earthly chosen people. Then again, there's other portions of this blessed book that apply directly to His church, the church which He hath purchased with His own precious blood. And then, thank God, there is in it a word and words for sinners. Yes, and if that word is heard, received, and believed by you, it would result in the salvation of your precious, never-dying soul. However, coming back now to the question we raised, do we get saved by words or by works? Now, I know the common, the popular thought is that we get saved by works. We get saved by what we do. And so frequently you hear, when you approach people about the matter of the salvation of their soul as to whether or not they're going to heaven, they'd say to you, well, I'm doing the best I can. Well, doing the best you can is not sufficient. The best you can would never, never fit you for God's holy heaven. No, you must, if you ever expect to get saved, cast your deadly doings down at Jesus' feet. Now let's see what the Apostle Peter has to say in answer to that question. You see, God gave, or our blessed Lord Jesus Christ gave to the Apostle Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and He used the first key in opening the door of salvation to the Jews, and then the second door He opens to the Gentiles in the 10th chapter of this marvelous book, the Acts of the Apostles. And so He's rehearsing the whole matter when you come to chapter 11, and I wish it were possible to read it, but we'll have to come to the point now. He says in verse 13 of chapter 11, and He showed us how He had seen an angel in His house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. Now, I'm sure, if there were no other scriptures anywhere, this one ought to suffice, because you see, this is the message of salvation that was brought to the Gentiles. And oh, how we thank God that He did turn to the Gentiles and is still taking out of the Gentiles a people for His name. So according to this word, men and women are saved by words and not by works. Of course, we do believe in good works that must follow salvation, the salvation of God. Now, we're going to say a little more about this in our next broadcast, In the Will of the Lord. Meantime, trust Him as your Savior.